I speak good. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I speak good. That's a very important aspect of our livingness, to speak good. We have a tendency to speak carelessly. We have a tendency to speak with a forked tongue. What's a forked tongue? Indians use that term, that the white man speaks with a forked tongue. On one side he says he'll do something, and on the other side he doesn't. Do you speak good? Do I speak good? Well, I like to think I speak good. I'm always speaking the truth. I'm always speaking that which is beneficial and abundant. I'm always speaking that which is going to bring results in a happy way in my life. And it brings results in a happy way in my life. And you say, well, gee, that's wonderful. How does the absolute philosopher consider such a thing, to speak good? Well, speaking is not necessarily just outward speaking. Speaking is an inward speaking, too. It's a speaking to your heart, a speaking to your soul, a speaking to your divine self. Do you ever say to yourself, I will do this quietly without any outward verbalization of it? Do you ever say to yourself, I like me, quietly, without any outward verbalization? Yes, we often do this. We are always saying something positive about ourselves, or negative, and that's what we experience. I've experienced a lot of people who are having difficulty with self-confidence. And people who have difficulty with self-confidence need to have approval. They need to have praise. They need to have other people tell them how wonderful they are, how good they are, what wonderful things they've done, how marvelous they have written or spoken or acted in some way. And as long as they need that, then they have no self-confidence. They have no belief that what they have really done is worthwhile. If everything we do, we know is worthwhile, then we don't need anyone to approve it. We don't need anyone to say to us that that was a good thing you did. If you have given a large donation to an organization, are you proud of yourself? Do you have to go around telling people, I donated large to that organization? Or do you just keep it quiet to yourself, and you know that your donation does good things for that organization, and you're happy about it? How do you do things? How do you do things? Are you always open and receptive to what you speak about yourself? Do you always speak the truth? Do you always speak love? Do you always speak gentleness to yourself? It's a good point, isn't it? So many of us, we don't. So many of us, we're not careful with the words that we speak. And therefore, the words we speak don't always bring the results that we want. We have to be 100% in charge of our words. In John, it begins, and the Word was with God. And in the first chapter of Genesis, and God spoke His Word, and the earth came forth out of the void, out of the nothingness. You see, our word is so tremendously important that it's important for us to be aware of it at all times and be aware that whatever we say is truly whatever we want to really mean. Now, if you tell a person that you like them and you tell a person that you think they're wonderful and you don't believe it, they know, because the unspoken word is more powerful than the spoken word, although the spoken word's important too. But the unspoken word, what you believe in your heart, what you think, but you don't say, that is really a terrible thing. And terrible can mean it was a terribly good or terribly bad, either way. So when you think your thought and you think, gee, that was a terrible dinner, I didn't like it at all, and you say nothing about it, but the thought goes through, and everybody knows that it was a terrible dinner, and nobody likes the dinner. And nobody would say anything about it, perhaps, but they didn't like it. And you know. Whenever we do anything, we should be very careful how we do it, because the unspoken word is just as dramatic and just as aware as the spoken word. Because a spoken word can have innuendos in it. It can have all sorts of attitudes about it. And a spoken word then can be, you know, contrary to what you do say. Yeah, thanks a lot, you know. Or, what am I supposed to do with this? Thank you very much for that lovely gift, but now what am I supposed to do with this white elephant, you know? I really appreciate that. I need to have a giraffe in my backyard, you know. You know, white elephant in your backyard be the same thing as a giraffe. Who needs it, you know? What are you going to do with it? Some people like it. Some people would really be very happy to have that, but most people not. Can you imagine living in an apartment house? Someone gives you a giraffe.
A what?
A giraffe. With a long neck, you know. Or maybe a rhinoceros, you know. A baby rhinoceros, of course, you know. But you know how big baby rhinoceroses get. Well, you see, those are white elephants that we don't really need. And these are things that we do with our words. We say, that was a very nice talk you gave, but you meant that wasn't your best. And we know that it wasn't our best. And we're not happy when they say, that was a very nice talk, because we know they're lying. We know that they're just being nice to us, and it's not being nice. If someone were to say, after you gave a particularly weak talk, if they say to you, well, that's not one of your best talks, it's okay, but it's not one of your best talks. I'm not really so thrilled with it. Oh, really? Where do you think I could improve? You know, and that's lovely. But, oh, your talks are always good. They're always outstanding. They're always fantastic. And then, you know, what they mean is, that one stunk, you know. And we must really be aware of that, and be aware that just because someone makes a comment like that, it may not always be true. So, we want to speak good. At all times, we want to speak good. The absolute philosopher would never speak anything but good. Remember the story about the little rabbit, Thumper? And his mother said, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Well, now that applies to us very much here. If we can't say something nice, we shouldn't say anything at all, because it benefits us not one little bit. And all it does is make for us to feel uptight and tense, and the people we're giving it to feel uptight and tense. And, well, what do you do when a person said, well, how did you like my talk? And their talk was particularly bad. You say, well, I didn't get what you wanted to get across in the talk. Now, what was it that was your primary point that you wanted to get across? Well, I was talking about raising beans, you know, in Russia. And you say, well, you didn't mention Russia, and you didn't mention raising beans. You just mentioned a crop. Oh, yeah, well, I left a few things out. Well, that's what made it a little difficult to follow, because you left a few things out. But when you have notes, and you make sure you go point, 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 then you're sure to have it all in there. But if you don't make notes for yourself, then you can forget. I know, and I lecture for 50 years or better, and in lecturing all this time, I always make notes. So if I would go, you know, stark raving stupid, I could always look at my notes and say what's down there, you know. And then people think that's brilliant, brilliant. But I very seldom follow my notes, because I have too many ideas in listening to the hearts of the people I'm talking to. But speak good. Always speak good. Oh, as I'm talking to people, sometimes their heart says some naughty things, or their heart says some bad things that are not beneficial to them. And I try to go around that rather than speaking to that, because that's not what I'm there for. I'm there to give a positive image, to give a positive direction, to give a positive thought for their life. And this is true for all of us. We are not here to correct the world. We are here to be ourselves and have fun. And if we are ourselves and having fun, then we are always being positive, always being loving, always being generous. And nobody needs our advice. Nobody needs our advice at all. If we give any advice at all, we say, have fun, be yourself, do whatever turns you on, makes you happy, but have fun. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Well, thanks a lot, you know. I don't even know what you wouldn't do. So what wouldn't you do? You think there's something that I would do that you wouldn't do, or that it's not right for me to do? That's not a nice thing to say. Just say, go and enjoy yourself, you know, even if you're saying that. And boy, that's a wonderful place to go and have a good time. Now, you may not go there and have a good time, but it's a wonderful place to go and have a good time. And you leave it up to the person themselves as to what they want to do and how they want to do it. When we speak good, I speak good, then all of my words are something worth hearing. All of my thoughts are something worth hearing. And all of my actions are something worth hearing. Now, our next thought for today is going to be, I reveal my world by who I am. So let's be ready for that tomorrow morning. I reveal my world by who I am. And have a good time thinking beautiful thoughts, speaking beautiful words, and seeing beautiful experiences in your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.